that had an almost deceptive ending. That was Miklós Bányai and music of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach from his keyboard concerto in C major. Starting off this hour of music here on 89.9 Classical WMUK. Well, we've heard from Oliver Herbert, we've heard from Hye-Soo Lee, and today I'm so excited to welcome Charlotte Marks, the 2018 gold medalist of the Stallburg competition, to Classical WMUK to preview her Saturdays with the Stallburg concert on Saturday. Charlotte, hello.
Hi! I'm so excited about this.
Your enthusiasm is spreading through the studio here and over the airwaves. It's really nice to say hello again. 2018 was just seems like a short while ago, but so much has happened. And I know that I find you in Seattle right now. That's your home base?
Yes, Bellevue, Washington.
Bellevue. Yes. Okay. And you attended the Colburn School, which is in Los Angeles?
Yes. Very different climate there. It's interesting. Colburn pretty recently announced that we're going to be all online for the next semester as well. But Colburn has done a fantastic job of giving us a really great education and educational experience, even over the internet. So I feel really grateful for that. And so it's not, you know, so much of a blow as it might have been otherwise.
Right, right. You have made a neat study of solo violin pieces, which we're going to hear on Saturday. I think that's pretty bold. You know, that there's a fairly large repertoire of solo violin pieces, but I don't think we hear them often enough. So I'm really glad you're showcasing these wonderful pieces for one violin.
Yeah, I mean, at the time when I started it, you know, Bellevue was totally in lockdown, and I really wanted to kind of show that it is possible to be making music in quarantine. And I wanted to be almost a study in what music looks like now. And I was, of course, inspired by, you know, the likes of James Ennis and his incredible concert from home. And I kind of wanted to do something like that with my limited resources and just kind of see what I could put together for you guys. And I really had the idea when I was putting it together that I was trying to craft a concert that would be really fun for the Stallburg people to listen to and that you guys would really enjoy. So, yeah.
Without any piano getting in the way or, you know.
Right! Pesky pianist.
So on Saturday, listeners can tune in or click on the Stallburg website, stallburg.org. The time would be 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, and that's 7:30 your time for Saturdays with the Stallburg. And what we will see are performances you have already recorded and curated, and I'm wondering, will you be introducing any of the pieces as we click and watch the Saturdays with the Stallburg?
Yeah. Actually, you're going to see a lot of, it's kind of a mix of me talking and talking about the pieces as well as playing. I introduce each piece and I talk a little bit about it because I feel like they're such interesting pieces and a couple of them, like the Prokofiev, for example, it doesn't get played enough. And so I kind of wanted to just give listeners a sense of what they're gonna hear and stuff like that. And one thing that I forgot to mention a second ago is that actually the one thing where we do have a piano is after I recorded initially the plan was that it was all gonna be in my house, and then actually it worked out that my sister and I were gonna be playing the Brahms double concerto with an orchestra, a very reduced orchestra, which was absolutely incredible. You know, we saw it on the calendar and we thought for sure the concert was going to get canceled. And then we hear, oh no, we're going forward with it. And we're really taking down the number of players. And it's just going to be like a like a chamber Brahms, which is really fun. And what we really wanted to do is figure out a way to, as we were working on the Brahms, we wanted to bring it to the Stover people. So we went in and we recorded it. The first movement, we recorded it with piano. And I put that on the recital as well. Kind of like an extra little addition, so you can get a peek into a more traditional playing style, you know, in a church, as well as the more closed-off setting.
You brought up your sister, Olivia Marks, a cellist.
Yes.
So have you... Is she older or younger, and have you just grown up playing together?
So it's actually that's an interesting question, because when we're 3 years apart, and when you're really young kids, 3 years apart feels like a big age difference.
Yeah.
So we actually didn't start seriously playing together until I think I was about like 10 or 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we first got into the multi-genre scene. We went to a Scottish fiddling camp with Alistair Fraser and Natalie Hoff, who are still our fiddling idols.
Outstanding.
And that kind of started it off. Yeah.
Wow. So
really fun.
First up, you picked up some Scottish tunes together as a duo.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we didn't put that on the concert, but we did... we did do a fun little encore because we also do some pop and like classic rock arrangements. My sister does them. She's incredible. She's a genius. But we put one of those at the end of the concert just for a fun little celebration at the end, you know?
I love that. And I love that you call it multi-genre experiences, which are part of kind of the whole musician these days. It's not a bad thing to cross over, and because you learn either way. I mean, fiddling is a totally different technique. I mean, the bowing alone is
absolutely,
it's nuts.
And I have to tell you, when we first started down that path, it was quite shocking. You know, when you're a classical musician, everyone kind of looks down on fiddling. You know, people are fascinated by it. There is a certain fascination with it, but it's always as kind of like, and then there's those weird people over there. They do their silly thing. But it was shocking to actually go into that world and realize that there's just as much disdain for classical musicians. Like, we were, like, they very much, there's this kind of sense of like, oh, you think you're so high and mighty with your classical technique. Well, we've been around here much longer than you have, and we can still do this better than you. And it is very much true. Like, I still haven't figured out, you know, a lot of there's this certain sound that the fiddling crowd is able to get that it's just absolutely incredible, you know, in the rhythms and just the sense of pulse. It's absolutely amazing. And just the ability to cut loose and have a good time, and to really tap into like a very like a feral side of playing.
Well, and playing in unison is a big part of it too. I mean, you share the tunes by literally staying in unison with everyone.
Yeah, and learning by ear, which I had never done before. It's pretty incredible.
I did not think we'd be talking about fiddling today on Classical.
That was anyway. I know, and it's not on the concert. Yeah.
Charlotte Marx is my guest. She is an award-winning violinist, the gold medalist of the 2018 Stolberg. And I have to ask you about something I found online in a quick Google search. What is what's the Davidson Fellowship, please?
Oh. Okay, so I was so incredibly lucky. It's actually the Davidson Fellows it's like an academic award, but there's music and writing components, and so you can enter as a musician. And the idea is that you have a project, and then that project gets funded. So that's a little more nebulous as a musician, but I applied and I was lucky enough to receive an award scholarship of $50,000 and become a Davidson Fellow. And it was absolutely incredible because actually that money, I was able to buy a new violin that you'll see on the concert that I've had my violin. I named him Sam.
Sam.
After Samwise from Lord of the Rings. I always name my violin.
Who made it and how did you pick it out?
Okay, so it literally, the way it happened was providence. I don't know how to explain it. My wonderful teacher, who I could rant about him now, or I could rant about him later. He's so absolutely incredible. His name is Robert Lipset, and he's a genius and a master and incredible. But I mentioned to him that I had this money, and I was looking at maybe that now I'm in a new market class for a violin, and I could get something that would really be like a career violin. And so he mentioned to me, you know, he was talking about different makers, and he happened to say that Colburn, which used to have some violins that it would loan out to its students, recently those violins were withdrawn to be sold, and there were two of these Scarampella violins that had used to belong to Colburn, and one of them in particular that Mr. Lipset was thinking of, that he thought it was really a shame that it had to leave Colburn because he had really grown attached to the violin, and a couple students had played on it, and it was just a wonderful violin. So I was calling up shops, and I happened to be talking to this one shop, Rooning and Sons, and then they mentioned that they have two Scarampellas that they recently got in, and so it turned out that they were the same ones, and so they sent them out. They brought them out to me at Colburn, which was absolutely amazing. So I opened it up and I saw Sam, and it was just like, it's one of those moments, you know what I mean? Like I truthfully, with no exaggeration, it was like love at first sight. I saw that violin and I really wanted it to be the one that Mr. Lipset had liked because it was like, it just stood out to me in this certain way. I remember I started playing on him after having confirmed it was the one, and this violin has a sound, Mr. Lipset calls it the canon. It's got this incredibly clear and piercing sound. I'm in love with this violin. I wake up every day and so glad that I'm playing this violin. It's probably the most incredible thing I have ever owned. It's my baby. It's my treasure. It's my everything. I love this violin.
It is 100 years old or so. I was just quickly Googling, yes! Scarampella, yes! And we're talking a 19th century Italy, perhaps.
Yes, yes. Wow. It's a 1920 violin. So it's actually, he's celebrating his 100th birthday. Fun. It's so cool to have something like that. That it's, you know, he's young now. That he's gonna be, if I take good enough care of him, he'll be around long after I'm gone and become a better and better violin until he's just a masterpiece. I mean, he's already a masterpiece, but become a masterpiece like in the legendary terms. I really believe he will.
I'm speaking with Charlotte Marks, who will present Saturdays with the Stolberg on Saturday at 10:30 through the Stolberg.org website. If you click on the site at 10:30, you'll see Charlotte with Sam, and the pieces on the program include solo pieces written for solo violin and no one else, including, are you starting with the Prokofiev? You mentioned that in your email.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting with the Prokofiev, yes, and then moving into the Bach, and then the Izai, and then the Brahms, and then closing off with a fun pop tune. Hopefully, you guys will recognize it.
in the Brahms, we will also see your sister Olivia Marx, a wonderful cellist, and a chance to hear the Brahms' first movement concerto of the double concerto.
Yes.
Charlotte, you were back here in January to perform with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. What are your memories?
I love that orchestra.
It was a great experience.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No,
okay,
I was...
Seriously, that orchestra, I love that orchestra. I played with that orchestra, and it was just like, those people are the best. I was having so much fun that entire time. I was literally on cloud nine, and anybody who saw me there can attest to it. I could not stop just bouncing up and down and saying thank you to everybody because I could not believe that it was actually happening. It goes beyond a positive experience. It was literally one of the greatest, happiest moments of my life. It was incredible.
And you played Tchaikovsky?
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm glad it was a wonderful experience, and I really hope that Kalamazoo gets to see you again sooner rather than later, but our chance to see you is online on Saturday at 10:30. Since you brought up Lord of the Rings, what are some things to read during the downtime and the pandemic that you would recommend?
Okay, so this is really weird, but my family, we do this thing where we, like, every night we read a chapter of Jane Austen, because we're nerdy that way. And what we've been reading, I feel like I wasn't qualified to have a favorite Austen book until now. And I can safely say that my favorite of all of her books is Emma. I love this book. We just got to the spoiler alert, the nightly love confession chapter, and literally have rocked my world. I love this book. This book is amazing. It's so incredible how Emma is such like a, she's such a flawed and relatable character, especially for that time when everything, it was just like all these books, especially written by women, they had to be moralistic, and women had to be like these perfect creatures, and they had to be either good or evil. And then there's Emma, and she's a needy character. She needs love. She needs affection, and she's willing to fight to get it. And she needs control, and she wants power. And but she does it in this incredibly charming way, and she thinks so highly of herself, which is it's like so incredibly endearing. All of the faults she's allowed to have, and you know, Austen famously said of Emma that this is a character no one's going to like but me. And I feel like for her time she may very well have been right, but I think that Emma's incredibly endearing qualities shine through, and she's definitely my favorite Austen character of all time. And Knightley he's the man. I love that guy.
Emma by Jane Austen, an author who often is so good at detailing how we can help and hurt each other and how to treat each other best.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. She's in your top list of authors. Well, let's leave it there. I hope you have a wonderful time presenting this concert on Saturday.
I'm so excited.
And
thank you.
I hope lots of folks tune in to Stellberg.org at 10:30. Charlotte, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just wrapped it up perfectly, but now I need you to introduce the Izai, since that's the... the piece I have queued.
Absolutely.
Would you tell us a little bit about that?
I love this piece. It's so interesting. You know, you go through your life, and I have heard the Izai before, but Izai is one of those things that when you play it, you fall even more in love with it, because the ballade, it starts out as this very strange and searching kind of quiet piece. I talk about this a little in the concert as well, but starts in this very vague place where it doesn't want to commit to a key yet, and it sounds very much like a person who's kind of almost looking inside themselves for the first time. And as the piece goes on, it becomes, first of all, it becomes more and more passionate, but in such a gradual way that you don't even notice. And second of all, it strangely, it moves more into the realm of tonality, but it takes a long time to get there. And as it develops, it's dissonant and it's painful. And then there's these moments where this heroism shines through, and it's incredibly breathtaking. And there's these moments of tenderness, and there's these moments of just like pure beauty and joy that shine through this piece. And then, you know, by the time that it gets to the end, with the huge arpeggios, and it's just built to this climax, and it's finally firmly in the realm of tonality and functional harmony, and you can see the chords, you can see them, and it ends just like, it's so cathartic. It's such a cathartic piece to listen to. It is an absolutely spectacular piece for solo violin.
I am thinking this was probably written right around the time that your violin was being built. Music of Isai, who was himself one of the very finest violinists of his day. And he's paying tribute to great musicians of his time, too. And this one is dedicated to George Enescu, who was Romanian. Yes. So maybe that sense of, you know, jagged heroism kind of comes from that background.
Yes. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Let's give it a listen. Charlotte Marx, the 2018 gold medalist of the Stolberg International String Competition. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.